practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Thank you so very much for being with us today. We are going to begin our Christmas broadcasts today, and so we will start the program off today with a song that's entitled Christmas Medley. I think you'll recognize the songs that are being sung. God bless you as you listen to this Christmas medley this morning. You know, as we go into the Christmas season, we find that so many people will completely secularize this time of the year. They talk about the various things that are taking place around Christmas, like the giving of gifts and the decorations and the various parties and things. And there's not anything necessarily wrong with those things, but in many ways, those things take the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they should not, particularly in the lives of those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, and as we go throughout the Christmas season, we should do everything that we possibly can as Christians to keep Jesus Christ in his rightful place. First of all, in our own lives as the Lord and Master of our lives, but then secondly, in the way that we express this time of the year as well. And so as you go throughout the Christmas season, and of course, I know that tomorrow is December the 1st, which means that we're going into the Christmas month, as it were. And so as you go throughout the Christmas season, do what you can to keep Jesus Christ in the center of everything that you do. I've often said that this time of the year is the greatest time of the year in which we have the opportunity to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's do that, because as I said a moment ago, the world secularizes Christmas. But let's do what we can to keep Jesus Christ in the center of Christmas, witnessing for him, proclaiming who he is, that others may come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you're here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I would love to invite you to drop by and visit us, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services with children and youth ministry and our single moms ministry beginning at 6:30, and then prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock at night. And, of course, we're continuing our study through the book of Ephesians in our Bible study on Wednesday night. Here at the Faith Baptist Church, we have a number of things going on during the Christmas season, and I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about those various events that will be taking place during the Christmas season. But there's one that I would really like to invite you to participate in, and that is our drive-through nativity scene that will take place right here in Highland Park, in this section of Altoona, in which our church is located. This is the third or fourth year in a row that we've done this, and this year it will occur on December the 11th through the 13th, from 6 until 9 in the evening. And of course, you just drive through Highland Park, and the various scenes of the Nativity will be there and will be presented by real live people and real live animals. And it's really a blessing to many people who go through. Every year, it seems like we have more people driving through our drive-through nativity. So put that down on your calendar, December the 11th through the 13th, from 6 o'clock in the evening until 9 o'clock in the evening, and come and drive through the Faith Baptist Church nativity scene and the nativity, and just take a look at it from a pictorial, realistic perspective, if you would, please. And I think that it'll be a blessing to you. Bring the entire family and learn more about the Nativity as it is related to us from the Word of God as we put it together in this drive-through ministry. It'll be a delight to have you drive through and learn more about the Nativity and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, if we can serve you spiritually, don't hesitate to contact us. You may call 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And again, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'd love to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ And we'd love to do what we can to help you grow in the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to do this broadcast this morning. And Father, you know everybody under the sound of my voice this moment. If there's even one who has not yet received Christ as Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. And for those who do know you, may this program today be used to encourage them spiritually and to prepare their hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing church. But take the broadcast and use it according to your intended purpose, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another Christmas song that talks about the Lord Jesus. It's entitled, What Child Is This? From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn back to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, where it speaks concerning the Lord Jesus Christ prophetically, and says this, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's from the book of Isaiah, the spiritual breadbox of God's Word, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Real Expression of Christmas, let's listen to that old song that I think most of us really love and appreciate as it relates to the Christmas season, Away in a Manger.
For a bed, the little Lord Jesus.
You know, as we draw near to the Christmas season, the world will present numerous expressions and characteristics as it relates to Christmas. They'll talk about Santa Claus, they'll talk about elves, they'll talk about reindeer, they'll talk about Christmas trees, they'll talk about decorations, and I could go on and on and on. But those items do not really express the reality of Christmas according to the truth of God's Word. In fact, in some ways, they may often take away from the reality of Christmas. Now, biblically speaking, Christmas is all about Jesus Christ, who should really be our focus during this time of the year without any hesitation. So the question that comes to our mind today, or at least should come to our mind, is this: who is Jesus Christ? Now, that may sound like a redundant question to many, but do you realize that there are many people today, and many people no doubt under the sound of my voice, who really do not know who Jesus Christ is? So as we begin the Christmas season, as it were, let's focus a bit today on the Gospel of John chapter 1 and note some great qualities about the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, some of these things that we highlight today may be very well known to you. It could sound redundant, but it's never a redundant thing for us to express, to study the Word of God, as it were, and get to understand the expressions of the words that relate to us about who Jesus Christ is, that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, as we go down through the Gospel of John chapter 1, we find that it speaks concerning Jesus Christ as the Word. So let's examine the way that the text uses the term Word in relationship to Jesus Christ. There are several things that we see here that I want to highlight with you this morning. Now, you'll notice in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." Now, the Greek term for the English term Word is logos. And logos is a very interesting word in the Greek because it means the expression or utterance of a concept. And so when used in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, logos means that Jesus Christ is the full expression of God because He is God. Many times during this time of the year, we just think of Jesus Christ as a babe in the manger. And truly, when He was born, He was placed in that manger. But in that little babe was the fullness of God. Jesus Christ is the 100% God and 100% man, and that was the reality even as a babe when He was placed there in the manger. But let's observe the text of John chapter 1 and see some of the ways in which Jesus Christ is portrayed as the Word of God. First of all, we note that the Word is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then you go down to verse 14 when it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." There is only one person, and that's Jesus Christ, who became flesh and dwelt among mankind. And so when it speaks of the Word becoming flesh, it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word in John chapter 1 is Jesus Christ. The second thing we highlight from this text is that the Word, Jesus Christ, is God. Jesus Christ was not just any other babe that was born on that day many, many years ago, but Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Again, note verses 1 and 2 of the Gospel of John chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Jesus Christ was and is 100% God. As God, He existed in eternity past. And as God, He humbled Himself and was willing to be born on earth and then placed in the manger to ultimately go to the cross to suffer and bleed and die for us, and then rising again on the third day to provide salvation for whosoever calls upon His name. But let's keep in mind that the Word, Jesus Christ, is 100% God. Thirdly, the Word, Jesus Christ, as God, made all things. In other words, what we see in this passage of Scripture is that Jesus Christ is the Creator. Notice verse 3 of John 1. It says, "All things were made by Him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is 100% God. And when it says back in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, who was there doing the creation? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. All things are made by him. The fourth thing we see here in John chapter 1 is that the Word, Jesus Christ, as God, is the source of life. Look at the first part of verse 4, where it says in reference to Christ, in him was life. In Christ was life. What does that mean? Well, certainly it means that Jesus Christ obviously had a real life, but it's emphasizing the fact that Jesus Christ is the source of physical life. He's the source of eternal life, and he's the source of abundant life to those who call upon his name. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, it says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. But then Jesus goes on to say, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And that is true simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ is life. Number 5 in John chapter 1, we see that the Word, Jesus Christ, as God, is the light of men. Again, verses 4 and 5 of John chapter 1, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That teaches us that Jesus Christ shines the light of salvation to all of mankind. And he shines that light of salvation upon the darkness of human life and the darkness of sin that is in the human race. And Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He makes that statement in John chapter 9 and verse 5. Without Jesus Christ coming into the world, we would not know the light of salvation. Jesus Christ, as God, is the light of the world to all of mankind. Number 6 in John chapter 1, we see that the Word, Jesus Christ, as God, is the full expression of God in grace and in truth. Look at verse 14. It says in reference to Christ, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Here it is, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ was the fullness of God's grace when he came to the earth, in the sense that Jesus Christ provided for us a salvation that we do not deserve through his work on the cross. But also in Jesus Christ is the truth of God. And of course, we realize that Jesus Christ provided the truth about who God is and about the way of salvation. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So in Jesus Christ, we see the fullness of God's grace and the fullness and the reality of the truth of God. And then finally, in John chapter 1, we see that the Word, Jesus Christ, as God, declared God to mankind. Look at verse 18 of John chapter 1, where it says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. In other words, in Jesus Christ is the full revelation as to who God is. And when we look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the fullness of God. And as Jesus Christ was born and then grew and then walked on the face of this earth, people were seeing the declaration of the greatness of God. So as we go into the Christmas season, let's not get caught up in the secular aspects of it, but let's remember that the real meaning of Christmas is Jesus Christ. And when we look upon Jesus Christ, we see more than just a humble babe in a manger. We see the God of the universe, the Savior of the world, and the Lord of all. How should we respond to who Jesus Christ is? Number 1, accept him as your personal Savior if you've not yet done so. Number 2, serve him as the Lord of your life. Number 3, worship him as the God of very gods. And then number 4, give to him your life and your love. Live for his glory. Yes, Jesus Christ is God. Let's not forget that as we go into this Christmas season and exalt him as the Lord of the universe. Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. Go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today And then join us again next Sunday morning with another edition of the Voice of Faith broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.